All right, welcome back to Legal League Spring Servicer Summit here in Dallas. We are talking to some of our speakers and panelists and other luminaries here from the Legal League event. Speaking with us now, we have Kent McPhail. Kent, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to get to speak at the summit, and glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know that you have been helping lead some of our roundtable discussions today. Could you talk about some of the experience about that? I've heard really good things about people's experiences with those.
So the roundtable discussions are actually one of my favorite things that we do each year at the Spring Summit. And it's just a forum that works exceptionally well because, you know, we're sitting there at the table and you've got like five different groups of tables together. And I'm always fascinated by how each separate table will come up with things or thoughts about the issues that I hadn't even thought about at our table. And so it's educational. You know, some of the topics we went over, the new payment supplement program, I think that there are a lot of challenges that servicers will face, law firms will face, particularly as it relates to bankruptcies and whether or not these supplements are done pre-bankruptcy or during the pendency of a Chapter 13. But anyway, we talked about an issue that I think would be particularly challenging, mostly in judicial states, judicial foreclosure states, which, you know, as these different loss mitigation programs happen and you've got money that's being put on and then you have defaults, and ultimately, when it gets time that somebody has to go testify as what the actual balance is, I think that can be a real challenge because it's got to be accurate. It's got to be right. And so, but I mean, in the end, I think anything that will work towards keeping people in their homes, helping people save their homes is a win-win.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's never a good thing when a foreclosure happens. Servicers lose money. People lose their homes. It's life-changing. So. We also talked about, and one of the issues that's near and dear to my heart we talked about keeping litigation in-house or keeping litigation home. And by that, what we mean is a lot of the default servicing firms, we've been doing this work. I've been practicing law for 33 years. Mm-hmm. My firm, as it is right now, has existed for the last 30 years. We have been doing this. We understand. We are very good at litigation. And so often we see files that will draw a counterclaim on in some form or context or an adversary in bankruptcy that will get pulled from our firms and sent to, you know, the quote-unquote silk stocking law firms.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, I mean, they do a fabulous job, and there are certainly things that I don't want anything to do with from the standpoint, you know, if a class action came across my desk, I could not get that moved fast enough because that's not what we do. But I can tell you that more often than not, most of what comes across our desk are the classic things like wrongful foreclosure, slander of title, these kind of things that we deal with a lot. And we know the lawyers on the other side of it. We know what their playbook is. And so, and by and large, I think a lot of times we get a better result, a faster result, a more affordable result for less attorney's fees. So, but anyway, those were the two topics that we hit of particular interest to me.
Great. Well, I know you're on the Legal League Advisory Council, and you've been kind of a staple with the league for some time. Could you talk a little bit about what have been some of the real high points of your time with the league, some of the accomplishments you're most proud of, anything you want to crow about?
You know, that's a really interesting question. One, I'm not much about patting myself on the back, so when you talk about accomplishments, here's what I can tell you.
Sure.
And this will be sort of repetitive, which is the relationships. Everything to me in life's about relationships. And so the people that I've met here, the connections that I've made, it's been fabulous. You know, the people in the industry, what I can tell you is there are a lot of really brilliant people here. And every time I come to the summit or any of the other events, I'm always amazed by the level of talent and the intelligence in this world. And so, that's really valuable to me. And so, I don't know if you call that an accomplishment. I would say this, that, you know, recently, I guess a year ago, year and a half, I don't know, when I got onto the advisory board, mm-hmm. and Brooke Sanchez, my equity partner in the firm, She started getting more involved, and it's definitely one of those people, you hear it all the time, the more you put into an organization, the more you get out of it. So I would strongly encourage other members or other law firms that are not members to become members. Get active. It pays dividends in relationships. It pays dividends in client contact. And yeah, so those aren't Kent accomplishments, but that's
that's totally fine.
Yeah. So,
well, obviously you've been to a lot of these. This particular event, have there been any real moments that stood out as far as things that surprised you, or just real things you're going to go away from this event talking about and telling your friends and colleagues about?
So, and this on a very binary sort of way, but I always, at every one of these events, there's always like one pearl of wisdom that I leave with, and you know, that I will be texting my office before I even leave. So
right.
Some of the issues when we were talking about the Show Me State cases, and you know, most of the states that I'm in are non-judicial states. Because of the Show Me State case, we're now having to do judicial foreclosures. And one of the things that one of the servicers were talking about was the need to make sure that you're touching the file, you're updating it. We're always touching the files and we're updating them, but from a curtailment standpoint, in non-judicial states, it's really, really simple to know you got to hit X, Y, Z because you have these timelines. When you go in a non-judicial state and now you're doing a judicial foreclosure, the timelines go out the window.
Right.
And so it was an interesting discussion about file maintenance to make sure on the back end that one of the GSEs is not looking for curtailment because it looks like a file sat for 90 days.
Right.
When in fact, the paralegals were probably calling the sheriff every other day trying to get the people served. And a lot of my states are rural, so that's like a big ticket item, is trying to get people served to be able to move forward. So anyway, that's one of those other benefits to Legal Aid and these events. There's always some pearl of wisdom that makes me change something that I'm doing today. And it's not that the files aren't being worked, it's that I want to make sure my team is adequately noting what it is that we do.
Right. Well, last thing, I gave your podcast co-host, Steve, a chance to plug this, but I also want to let you take a chance to speak about your podcast you've been doing with Steve Laddick for a while, the What the M podcast. What would you tell us about that? I know we've linked to it a couple times.
So going back to what's valuable about Legal League, and for me, it's all about relationships. Steve and I were sitting, I want to say we were at the Anatole, but anyway, we were just having a beer, basically, and he said, "Hey, would you be interested in co-hosting a podcast with me?" And I'm like, "Sure, let's do it."
Yeah.
So that kind of came together over a little period of time, and to me, it is like the absolute most fun. I'm enjoying it. It's amazing to me the intelligent people. If you've not listened to it, you know, there's several episodes that are out there. We did an episode on Ty Miller, fabulous episode, talking about his him and his wife's rescue animal farm. So I mean, we'll have some stuff that'll be like really meaty, economics driven, because I'm definitely an economics nerd, but then we'll have some human interest episodes. So, but anyway, I love it. I mean, I'm having a blast, and but for Legal League, but for my connection with Steve, I wouldn't be having it. So
yeah. Well, fantastic. Well, thank you for taking some time to talk to us, Kent McPhail of McPhail Sanchez. We appreciate you, and enjoy the rest of the conference.